to order for the 85th session of the Senate of the Associated Students on Wednesday, March 7, 2018 at 5:32 p.m. in the Read Aloud and Senate Chambers on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving to agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Jackson.
Absence excused.
Senator Becker.
Present.
Senator Billman.
Absence excused.
Senator Bussman.
Present.
Senator Kamie Lee.
Present.
Senator Cook.
Present.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Present.
Senator Compton.
Absence excused.
Senator Flangus.
Absence excused.
Senator Kirkendall.
Present.
Senator Lippy.
Present.
Senator Ma.
Present.
Senator Maul.
Present.
Senator Martinez.
Present.
Senator Panningbatten.
Present.
Senator Say.
Present.
Senator S. Smith.
Present.
Senator J. Smith.
Present.
Senator Stopka.
Present.
Senator Thummel.
Present.
Senator Toole.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Chalmer.
Present.
All right, Chalmer's present.
Moving into agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from February 7, 2018. Senator Thummel.
I move to approve the minutes from February 7, 2018 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, minutes pass. Moving into agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yes.
Hi, my name is Johanny Mazarego. I am the Social Services Coordinator here at the university. I just want to introduce myself as the Social Services Coordinator, but I also just want to say thank you for giving me the resources on creating Undocumented Week. I was the organizer of the event. And I just want to share that a lot of students met with me afterwards of such events and said that they felt represented at our university. So I just want to make a comment that it makes a difference when we show support for our undocumented communities and especially our underrepresented students. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Dr. Beatty.
Hello, everyone. I just want to remind everyone, elections are next week. It's here. So yeah. Talk to your constituents. Get them out to vote. We had a record year last year with voter turnout. I'm hoping that you guys beat it this year. Maybe get 25% would be awesome. I think it was 22.4% last year. The biggest record before that was 19.1. Last year we suffered with interdisciplinary not voting in high percentages and engineering. So this year we have a lot of engineering candidates, so I'm hoping that that's going to help raise the engineers to get up and get out and vote. So let's see. I'm excited. I know everyone else is excited. So and I'm also excited for about 9 o'clock next Thursday night when elections are over. And then we get a new Senate body in and we get to start the trainings all over again. So anyways, thanks.
Awesome. Is there any further public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 7, reports of ASU and officers. President, Vice President, Chief Justice. Seeing none, Chief of Staff Bradley. I actually have a report right here. Good evening, Senators. My apologies for my absence this evening. Unfortunately, I had some family problems arise this week and I needed to meet with them. My report is as follows for the past week. I had the amazing opportunity to speak at the Wolfpack Smart Talks last night on a subject that I'm extremely passionate about, which is equitable representation and leadership. This has reaffirmed the notion that we need to expand our efforts in recruiting and empowering students to get involved with their government. I will be setting up a meeting with Amy when she returns from NASPA to assess the logistics of expanding workshops like a lecture and the future of ASUN. Just a reminder that banquet will be on Tuesday after spring break at 6 p.m. in Ballroom C. Thank you to everyone who has RSVP'd. We should have a great turnout for the night. I sent the necessary prints to Nevada Inc. yesterday for the night, and the Inc. is currently working on the end of the year review video that we have planned for the night. Again, the attire is semi-formal, and directors are aware of their deadlines for submitting their award winners. I've also been working with the Vice President Atienza to plan the PAC internship banquet at the end of the year. I have been researching possible venues at PAC-friendly businesses, continuing our goal of expanding into the city. I spoke with my bosses at the studio this week, and they said that the students participating in the internships have had nothing but positive reviews. Speaking of the Career Studio, they are currently hiring mentors for the next academic year. If you are interested in a fun on-campus job that includes one-on-one mentoring with students, I highly encourage you to apply. Internally, I've been working with Dr. Beatty about job duties and hiring timelines for the next session to ensure clear instructions for the prospective candidates applying. Please encourage your constituents to begin looking into positions within the ASUN in the upcoming year. The position will be posted on Workday by the end of this week. Beyond that, I am working on setting up framework for the Mackey Endowment Fund with Soho Sushi. We have a meeting set up for the next week. They have been having great success since their opening, and I've said that Mackey has been doing very well in sales. If you have any questions regarding my report or related topics, please feel free to contact me. Loyally, Chief of Staff Bradley. Director of Clubs and Organizations? No. Director of Event Programming?
Hello, everyone. First off, Mackey Week has been going great so far, so we just finished our third event of the week. Tomorrow, we are partnering up with the Joe Crowley Student Union on their Thursday-Friday night movie special, so come join us. We'll be passing out like food and drinks and all that fun stuff. They're showing Coco at 6 and 9 p.m., so if you guys could come and support the Joe Crowley Student Union as well as us for Mackey Week, that would be awesome. And then Friday is our Do Not Give Up, but like donut give up. It's pretty cute. It's gonna be fun. We have free donuts in front of the KC 1 to 3 p.m. on Friday. And that's just to inspire students not to give up in their last few weeks of the semester. So we hope that you join us. As for the drag show is next week. It's Wednesday, March 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. And we just got the clearance so we can announce our host. So we are bringing Trixie Mattel to our campus to host the drag show. If you guys don't know who that is, she's a famous drag queen. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are selling student tickets for free at the front desk. They just have to show their Wolf card, and students must bring their Wolf card and the ticket to get into the venue. And we are selling 50 community tickets, so only 50, at Central Station for $10, and all proceeds will go to a scholarship given out by the Queer Student Union. I think that's it. Are there any questions about Mackey Week or the drag show at all? Awesome. Well, you guys should all go to the drag show. Hopefully, Senate won't last that long, and you guys can join us and celebrate this morning.
Senator Kirkendall?
I have a question. How's the attendance been compared to last year for Mac the Week?
So far, so good. Our two food events obviously got a lot of people. I think the first day we saw about 500 students, and then today we saw like 350 to 400. So those food has really brought out a lot of attendance.
Senator Kirkendall.
Also, I kind of actually saw this through the ASUN Instagram, but some students were dissatisfied with how the mac and cheese ran out pretty early, so how did we do in terms of chicken nuggets and all that?
Yeah, the event also for chicken nuggets today did not last longer than like 50 minutes, so there's two things with that. We're used to like barbecuing and making the food ourselves, so our events usually last 3 hours when we're actually having to cook it compared to like having it pre-made. So for all future events, we're either not going to mark it like an end time, and we'll just say like starting at 11 until food runs out, or we'll order more food, but we're still not going to announce an end time of the events, just so, because we understand why students are mad, so then in the future students won't be able to get mad at that, because they'll understand that it's until like the food runs out. Yeah, so we'll be working on that for future events.
Thank you. I'm actually going to move back into the president's report. I have it right here in my email. I was struggling to find it. First, I would like to apologize for my absence tonight. I am in a meeting with the vice president. Tonight, I would like to highlight our wonderful programming department for Mackie Week. I hope you all got out and took a Polaroid. I know I forgot. Today, the committee on the Paul and Judy Bible finished up their selection for the award. We will be announcing the winner in the coming weeks. We have discussed writing legislation to honor this professor. The award started this year, but out of all the teaching awards, we would like to make this one the highest honor. We have run into a small budgeting issue for the spring concert, and a director of event programming, Cannell, and I have been working these details out. However, I do want to say that if you have heard of the date, please do not announce it. For many reasons, this would be very problematic. Last week, the Board of Regents met and discussed the tuition increase that the institutions will be seeing. The discussion was relatively calm, with two pieces of public comment. Keep in mind, President Johnson came to us and presented on why this happening and what it will look like for our students. Lastly, I'm awaiting an email back from Speaker Jackson, and I can move forward with some other projects. Moving back into agenda item G, Director of Blue Crew. Director of Legislative Affairs. Director of Diversity and Inclusion.
Hello, everyone. So last week was Undocu Week, so thank you if you guys were able to go to any of those, and thank you to Jahahi for putting that on. She organized all the events every single day, all her, and she's great. Also, we had the barbecue today, which went very successfully. We actually went overtime because we had more food, so we just waited till we ran out. The shirts were a hit, and unfortunately, there are no more. So sorry about that. You didn't get one. So we had a diversity committee meeting, and that meeting was just to talk about the day of the diversity summit, the rundown, how it's going to go. So for those of you interested, the full program of that day will be online. You just type in 2018 Northern Nevada Diversity Summit. It has the full program with the workshops, the breakout sessions, and all those sessions. The day before, which is Wednesday, April 11th, is actually going to be the Unity and Diversity event put on by the Graduate Student Association in the ballrooms at 6. And so please feel free to go to that. Registration for the Diversity Summit, and anyone is free to register, go for some of the workshops. You can look at the ones you are interested in online and go for those. So registration will go from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. that day. And we actually are looking for volunteers to help with registration if you're interested. I'm waiting for them to send me like the sign-in sheet, and I could extend that to you all if you're interested in helping with that. March 27th at 3 p.m. is the speech competition. So for the speech competition, students submitted their proposals, and they will be giving their speeches in front of judges, and the winner is actually going to open up with a speech at the actual diversity summit. So anyone's free to attend to listen in on the speeches if you would like. And that's in room 423 of the Joe at 3 p.m. Yeah, I think that's all for me.
Any questions? No? Thank you.
Oh, wait, sorry, I forgot something. And then, so actually, the big part of the night is the speaker, Francesca Ramsey, for those of you that don't know. She's from Decoded. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. in the ballrooms. So this is an ASUN event, so please make it a point to go, even if you can't go to the workshops that day. She's really big. You're not going to want to miss it. Yeah. I'm meeting with Inkblot next week, and we're going to start promotions very shortly.
Yeah. Any questions? No? Thank you, Director Benjo. Director of Sustainability. Director of Campus and Public Relations. Director of Campus Wellness. Director or Attorney General Cameron Harris? No. And Elections Chair Kinsella, I have a report right here. Greetings, Senators. I am pleased with how amazing the debates went. The candidates are knowledgeable and excited to continue the legacy that Senate has already created. Next week is the presidential and vice presidential debate at 7:30 p.m. in the Joe Cowley Student Union Great Room. This debate will be more of a forum to get to know the candidates, but I'm sure you guys already know them pretty well. I still encourage you to come and get a better understanding of the candidates' plans for the upcoming year. In addition, we have the elections barbecue. The barbecue will take place in the Gateway Plaza from 11 to 1. If you are not running for an office next year and would like to volunteer your time to run the event, please let me know. My number is as follows. Last but not least, a reminder that the general election will open at 8 a.m. March 14th and close at 5 p.m. on the 15th. Please do not hesitate to contact me with any questions. Thank you, Courtney Kinsella. And then Speaker Jackson, I have her report as well. Good evening, everyone. Again, I apologize for not being present at tonight's meeting. I am currently traveling back from the NASPO conference. I can't wait to return to share everything that I have learned. Our Senator of the Week is someone who is skilled in facilitating substantive dialogue at the committee table. The Senator is dedicated to ensuring that every piece of legislation that comes out of their committee is thorough, clear, and free of errors. This Senator's persistence and attention to detail is an example for us all. Congratulations to Senator of the Week, Senator Ryan Becker. We'll now move into agenda item 8, report of the Senate committees, Chair of Committee on Academics.
Okay, so my committee will be meeting tomorrow at 9 p.m. We'll be discussing what we will be doing the rest of the semester, and the Nevada State Undergraduate Research Award applications for the spring has opened, and Scott Lansing will be meeting volunteers again to review the applications. He sent me an email with the following suggestions on who he wants for the reviewers. So Sam, he said he wanted Connor Tillman, Ian Chalmer, Kim Lee, Armin Panningbatten, and Michael Say. And then for social sciences, he suggested Derek Busman and Sarah Smith. And then humanities, Gustav Kuhl, and then arts, Nicole Blankus. It doesn't have to be specific like that, but those are just suggestions. So. Yeah, that's what he sent me. Yeah, and I had a meeting last week with the EDSERC committee and senators from CSUN. During spring break, I'll start working on legislation to update the SAS as requested from the co-editors of EDSERC. And we are working on updating the number of associate editors and some other requests.
So, are there any questions? Thank you. Seeing none, we'll move into Committee on Budget and Finance.
Everyone, we're going to have a meeting on Friday at 1 p.m. as usual. We're going to be going over financial reviews for ASU and Sound Lights and Resources, Inkblot, Legal Services, and the ASU and Center for Student Engagement. Thank you to everyone who attended my last financial review, last week. Just a key couple of things to point out. Number one, when we did the financial review for Wolfpack Radio, we met with the manager for Wolfpack Radio, Brett, and he was great. I think that Wolfpack Radio is in great hands. He has great ideas coming for the department. So that's something to point out. And then additionally, in regards to Blue Crew, there were some additional problems that we ran into during our financial review summary, mostly dealing with a lack of expending of all the funds that they have in their account balance right now, so we're going to be looking into the future as to how they're going to appropriately spend those dollars, and if they don't, then we want to reconsider budget allocation possibly for next year.
Any questions? Thank you. Seeing none, we'll move into Committee on Civic Engagement. I actually do not have a report from her, so we will be moving into Committee on Government Operations.
What's up, guys? Tonight we're going to be hearing legislation from my committee, one from Senator Bowman. He's not here, so I'm going to be presenting on his behalf. The other is from Senator Jay Smith. And then we're also going to be having a meeting this Friday. We're also hearing a second piece of legislation from Senator Jay Smith. And Senator Flangus has been here, but kind of working on this one final project that we're going to try and put on our committee, you know, as the last thing we work on before we leave office. So I'll have more to report on that once we have our next step meeting next Wednesday, but that's all I got for now.
Thank you. Any questions? Moving into Committee on Public Affairs.
Good evening, everybody. So we did not have a meeting last Friday, but this coming Friday we will have one. And in that meeting, we will discuss, I believe one of the agenda items is what Senator Busman talked about the last Senate meeting, about how we're going to instill a new type of Senate legacy box for extra accountability going into the next term. And I guess, yeah, actually, kind of really, but yeah, so it's going to be good, and I'm pretty stoked on that. I believe that's all we really have coming up next meeting. And then also congratulations to Senator Cook for being elected vice chair of the Committee on Public Affairs. That happened last meeting, so that was pretty neat. It's good for her. And other than that, we also had our first K-12 outreach on Monday. That went very well from what I've heard. I did not attend that one, but I'll be attending another one. We have 10 a.m. tomorrow, and if there's any senators that are interested, it's going to be a Reed High School at 10 a.m., so let me know if you're into that.
Awesome. Any questions? None. Chair of Committee on University Affairs.
Okay, so we're going to be having a meeting this Friday at 2 p.m. My committee members are bringing their outlines for the project summaries, and I'll be starting a discussion next oversight meeting about how to go forward with the legacy box planning. There's a lot of changes to the staff, so those will eventually be funneled through government operations. And I'm also looking into a way to restructure office hours for the next session because I don't think they really measure what they're supposed to. And I'll be at Reed High School tomorrow morning.
Any questions? Senator Becker?
So we just want, like, from that accountability in the Senate box thing that we're having the committees do, we just want, like, all the different event proposals that we've created, correct?
Senator Bussman.
Basically anything that's been worked on throughout the session that could be used as context for the next session so that they understand what they're actually doing.
Senator Becker.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be an event. Can it be even like legislation too? So if like we have like bill legislation, like can we talk about like why it didn't work? Is that not relevant?
Senator Bussman.
Legislation is traditionally put in the individual committee legacy binders if the chair is good about actually staying up to date with that. But a lot of the projects that go through Senate, because Senate has like programming type initiatives as well, don't really go through public record in any form. So this is kind of a way to put both legislation and the different initiatives that Senate works with into like a summarized form so that senators understand again what they're doing.
Any further questions? Seeing none, we'll move into the speaker pro tem 4. I am just holding down the fort till Hannah comes back. And I would still encourage discussion, I know, for the pieces of legislation that we have on the table, even though Speaker Jackson isn't here. So just make sure that you guys have read through that piece of the pieces of legislation so we can have a good discussion. And speaking of that, we'll move into agenda item 17. Second reading of legislation. I am seeking a motion to approve Senate Resolution 85, a resolution in support of condom accessibility. Senator Kami Lee.
I move to approve Senate Resolution 85, a resolution in support of condom accessibility.
Is there a second? Senator Trommer.
Second.
We'll now move into discussion. And I believe this is Armin, correct?
Yeah.
If you would like to present, Senator Panning Batten.
Yeah, so a little bit of background. So during winter semester, I take a class called AIDS in the Community, and one of our big projects was to write a research paper about finding possible ways to prevent the spread of STDs and AIDS in the community. And one of those topics I wrote down was condom accessibility. So basically, what the deal is trying to do is, I don't know if you guys do know, but we do have a big machine that's run by the Wolf Shop, and they put a bunch of, you know, stuff in there, like, I can't think of, like, books and stuff, like, pens, and, I don't remember what they have there, but
health-related
stuff, yeah, there you go. But basically, what this bill is trying to do, or this resolution, is kind of just reserving a spot, you know, for condoms for students to, you know, buy. And really, what this is trying to do is, you know, have more accessibility to people because the Wolf isn't open, nor the health center, they're not open 24/7. And by like, having these vending machines, they'll have more access. And we only have one. And I put up the resolution saying that in the future, if we ever do get more vending machines in the future, then we should have it, a spot reserved for condoms. And really, what this is trying to do is kind of just showing the community that we do care about students' health and that, you know, we're trying to protect them from nasty stuff. But, if you guys have any questions.
Any questions? Senator Kamily?
I think the vending machine that he's talking about, so there's a vending machine on like the floor, same floor as at one. It's kind of like tucked away, and it has like scan, like important things like scantrons, pencils, even has like calculators there, blue books, like all that important stuff. So I think that's the vending machine he's talking about. And I think that there's only one of them, and it's located at the at one.
Yeah. Senator Chalmers?
So I know that there are multiple locations throughout campus where there's just like a bowl for like recons. If these are going to be in a vending machine, does that mean the students are going to have to pay for them?
Yes.
Okay. Senators, no questions? Okay. Senator Crittendall?
Through the speaker to Senator Pennington, have you contacted the, I guess it would be director of the Knowledge Center or whoever is in charge of that facility in order to get this across? Because just looking at the people you're sending this to, it doesn't mention anyone that can actually put this into action.
Senator Pennington?
Well, so I did talk to Steve DeBay, the person in charge of the workshop, and at the time we actually have the condoms in the machine now, but the plan is right now is we're going to move that vending machine from the KC to the gym because of instrument issues. They can't really use, you know, cards or stuff like that. And me and him talked about how it's more feasible to put it there because I feel like more students are, you know, don't pass through it, they'll know that it's there. But as far as your question goes about the PC, no, I haven't really talked to anyone about the PC because I don't think we're going to put a vending machine in the PC.
Senator Becker?
Just to add on to that, through the speaker to Senator Kirkendall, so the vending machines are actually owned by the Wolf Shop, not owned by the PC. So hopefully it's built in that.
Senator Mall, did you have a question?
No, good. Thank you.
Senator Paddington?
Yeah, I'd also like to add on that when I was talking to Steve, we were strategizing, trying to find other places to put vending machines, and one of them was in the dorms. But, you know, as we don't really have a lot of time, and then funding isn't really there. You know, that's not an option right now. But, like I said, this resolution is to for future vending machines that we do decide to buy in the future.
Senator Crittendall?
Through the speaker to Senator Pennington. Just maybe, I guess, like an idea that you can run by. I'm not sure why Steve didn't bring this up, but they're going to be having, they're putting in a like a smaller Wolf Shop of some sort down in the new Great Basin Hall when it finally opens. So maybe you can get a location there, so that way it's still on the facilities of the Wolf Shop, but still closer to the dorms for students.
Senator Pennington?
Yeah, we did talk about that. I know that they are opening a Wolf Shop. Like, it's not going to be 24/7, but actually, from the vending machine in that area might be a good idea also. But in the resolution, we didn't really specify where. We're just saying, you know, in the future. So that's, you know, for discussion if they do decide to buy another vending machine.
Senator Becker.
Through the speaker to Senator Pennington, I think that this is actually like grounds for possibly another resolution. Maybe say that we want the vending machine not to be inside of the Great Basin Wolf Shop, but maybe putting it outside so it's almost like a double whammy. It's near the dorms and it's near the Wolf Shop. Just thoughts.
Senator Pennington.
I mean, if we have time, we could definitely write that departure.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move to a vote. Oh, sorry, Senator Mall.
So, quick question. So this is Mr. Steve, but his official job title is director. Is it just a clerical thing?
Is it a clerical?
It's on the last line.
Yeah, we can change that.
Yeah, if it's like little errors like that, I'll take care of it.
So, any further questions? Seeing none, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Resolution 85, a resolution in support of condom accessibility, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes. Moving into agenda item 17B, Senate binding resolution 85, amending the 85th session rules of the Senate. I am seeking a motion to approve a binding resolution amending the 85th session rules of the Senate. Senator Thummel.
I move to approve Senate binding resolution 85, the binding resolution amending the 85th session rules of the Senate.
Is there a second? Senator Chalmer.
Second.
will now move into a discussion. Senator Jay Smith, if you would like to present this.
Yeah, so these are just small little changes to the Senate rules that Speaker Jackson wanted to properly reflect how Senate goes right now. I'll just quickly go through them. The first one is about office hours, and rather than doing 2 office hours per week, it's going to reflect a time frame of 4 office hours every 2 weeks. The next one, I took out stuff referring to doing Senate hours at the Senate table. No one does that, and it's not a very efficient, effective way to do office hours. Next one, for officer reports, took out the secretary because the secretary does not give an officer report. Next rule, formation of a special committee, took out motion. So there's no motion for formation of a special committee. It's just under the discretion of the speaker or through a binding resolution. Next, in appointments, the appointment notification has to be submitted to the speaker rather than the secretary. Next rule, rule 12, took out the secretary of the Senate shall provide information on legislation procedures and Senate training. And then finally, to the rules that suspend the rules of the Senate, I added by binding resolution. So it'll be a 2/3 vote of the Senate by a binding resolution to suspend the rules of the Senate.
Are there any questions? Senator Kamele?
Through the speaker to Senator Jay Smith, can you clarify what a special committee is?
Dr. Beatty?
So the Senate has, as a body, sometimes will create a special committee, and it's for a year. So there used to be a special committee that went for a year, and they can do it every year when they start, or they can make it permanent. So there used to be a committee on sustainability and wellness that was for 1 year. They tried it out. They tried out a committee on civic engagement. They liked it so much they kept it. Then they did a committee on wellness and sustainability, and they thought, maybe we should have a director for this instead. So it's a temporary committee that the Senate sort of tries out for the year. Or if there was something big going on and it needed a committee for a year, Senate could create a special committee for that year and then review it at the end.
Any further questions? Senator Trumbull.
So this is just making it so that special committees are created at the speaker? The speaker just makes them?
Senator Jay Smith.
Well, before it was at the discretion of the speaker or through a motion. And so it took out motion, so it's the discretion of the speaker it said discretion of the speaker, a motion or binding resolution. And I just took out a motion, so it'd be discretion of the speaker or a binding resolution.
Any further questions? Seeing none, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Binding Resolution 85, the Binding Resolution amending the 85th session rules of the Senate, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Binding Resolution passes. Moving into Agenda Item 17C, Senate Bill 85, an Act to Amend the Department of Event Programming. I'm seeking a motion to approve Senate Bill 85, an Act to Amend the Department of Event Programming. Senator Ma.
I move to approve Senate Bill 85 and Act to Amend the Department of Event Programming.
Is there a second? Senator Jason.
Second.
So, and I believe this is Senator Thummel.
Yeah, Senator Bowman could make it tonight, so he just is having me speak on behalf of it. Basically, he met with Director Cannell and they discussed these SAS changes. There's just 3 big ones. I'll go through them real quick. The first one is a change to the mission statement. The mission statement in SAS currently mentions athletics. We're just taking that out, obviously, because that's more of a Blue Crew thing. Blue Crew covers any events regarding athletics, so that's being removed. And then Section 3, the structure. Right now it's worded that it says the department will consist of 8 programmers. We changed it to where it's up to 8 programmers. Right now there's currently only 6 programmers, so it kind of is just... It allows them the leeway to work with, you know, based on whatever their budget is, or if the director feels that he or she does not need the full 8, they can hire less if need be. So that's the change we're making there. And the last one is Section 4, where it lists their events. One of the events is Unity Week. We're currently taking that out and replacing it with the monthly inclusivity events, which is just more, again, kind of representative of what they're doing now. So it's pretty straightforward, just kind of updating what they're doing now.
Any questions for Senator Thummel? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the Department of Event Programming, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Bill passes. We'll now move into agenda item 18, miscellaneous business. Senate committee changes. Are there any Senate committee changes at this time? Senator J. Smith?
I'd move to add myself to the Committee on University Affairs to be in this consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Motion passes. Any other committee changes? Seeing none, we're going to skip Senator reports tonight, and we're going to move into comments and announcements. Any comments and announcements at this time? Senator Kirkendall?
I forgot to mention this during my report, but if you go to nevadaasun.com/budget/financial-review-summaries, Raul was kind enough to upload the financial review summaries. I'm still getting some of them in, and I'll be sending more to be uploaded. The only issue with this link is that you have to actually type in the direct link. Otherwise, there is no tab on the budget page. So we're going to put that on there hopefully soon, and then we'll get it all figured out.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other comments and announcements? Seeing none, we'll move into public comment.
Yes. On behalf of Elections Chair Courtney Kinsella, I'm so sorry. My brain is a lot right now. Please help out at the Elections Barbecue next Wednesday, because our department will also be helping, but we're also kind of running the drag show that morning and dress rehearsals, so we can't really be in two places at once. So how about these awesome people who are running for office, since you were all in their shoes last year, and how about by grilling burgers, talking to the people, and helping run that event. So look out for anything that Courtney puts out there about helping out with the barbecue next week.
Awesome, thank you. Dr. Beatty?
Caveat, if you are going to help out with grilling, just two things. One, while you're grilling, you're an ASUN person, so don't wear any elections materials, right? And two, if you're running for office, please don't run the grill, because it's the elections grill, and right, it's giving you an unfair advantage against other candidates that may be running that are not currently an ASUN. We have to keep a level playing field.
Senator Kirkendall?
If that's related to this.
Yeah.
Senator Kamey.
What are the time slots for volunteering?
I believe the barbecue is from 11 to 2, and I'll talk to Courtney tomorrow and get her to send something out over to the Senate listserv.
Okay. Oh, and do we wear our Senate polos if we volunteer?
You can, yeah. Okay.
Senator Kirkendall.
Yeah. Completely unrelated from that, I just noticed that Director Walbert wasn't here to present, but I just wanted to give a shout out to the K-12 outreach that we did on Monday. It went very well, and it was really great. I encourage all the other senators, if you have time tomorrow at 10 a.m. to go. It's a great experience speaking to all these leadership-oriented high school students, because we're talking to like their student council class. Please show up. It would do a lot for the director, as well as for the outreach program as a whole.
Awesome. Thank you. Is there any further public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 21, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 6:09 p.m.